I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Eritrean security police have tortured two Christians to death days after arresting them. Daniel now works with Voice of the Martyrs Canada, but he's a former Eritrean church leader who was familiar with the two men. He shares his concerns.
I see it as a significant escalation of the situation, and I just hope and pray that this is being done by some wayward officials in those small towns. But if it is taken as a government policy, it'll be indeed a very, very sad and significant escalation.
Next, attempts to reopen peace talks between Lebanon and Israel are not going well. Sat7's Naji Daoud, speaking from Beirut, says the situation is calm. However, there are still concerns about renewed fighting. Daoud says their team's work through the war shows how the hope of Christ sustains.
We do have a live program that's coming weekly from Lebanon that is showing what happened in Lebanon, situation right in Lebanon, and it's giving a message of encouragement for the viewers and showing how the Lebanese are rebuilding the country, or what they are doing, or how they were able to overcome the difficulties of the war.
And thousands of people in India are turning to Christ despite increasing oppression by radicals. The majority are Dalits, the outcast of Indian society. The number of new believers is outpacing the number of Bibles. Bibles for the World has started the India Bible Club to help. For as little as $27 a month, you can reach 12 families with God's Word. As you sponsor these Bibles, you're giving Dalit believers the tools they need to do even more evangelistic work. Go to our website to get connected. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God, which focuses on suffering Christians' experience in their walk with God. Get your free Michael Card CD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.